time
comment
coming?
About some potential
no.
level recommendations. And
I
there was going to be another,
oh, there you
another
go.
Section
yeah.
I guess it only got
called background notes, although there's been concerns expressed about that, so I just want to have to put background notes as potential recommendations. And that, as I understand it, there may or may not be an appendix. I put something in appendix, but I didn't know where else to put it. I know we've got some of an inventory. So again, sometimes we decide and things have changed. That's where we were as of last year.
Okay, 6:07. I'm Michael Richards. I call this meeting to order of the Community Justice Task Force. I guess I will do the roll call since we're on our own tonight. It will not be an alphabetical order, I guess. Unless everybody puts their Branham.
Can do that.
Yes.
Branham's here. Driscoll.
Here.
Driscoll's here. Kilgore.
Here.
Kilgore's here. Rappaport.
Here.
Rappaport's here. Sullivan.
Here.
Sullivan's here. Richards is here. Absent, Rollins Gay, Ferguson, and right now, Bennett. Are absent from the meeting. We do have a quorum. We have an agenda. Does anybody have any changes or like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
I make the motion that we approve the agenda.
Okay. Motion by Rappaport, seconded by Sullivan to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion on the agenda? All in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. That motion passes. Public participation. We don't have anyone from the public here tonight, so I'm going to close public participation. We do have minutes from the October 22nd meeting, and quite a lot of them. We can hold on a second if anybody needs a minute to go through them.
Are we going to discuss them?
Sure, if I can get a motion, Rappaport moves to approve.
Move to approve.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Seconded by Kilgore. They can certainly be changed, or if there's any questions, yeah, we can absolutely discuss them.
It might not be all that big a deal, but there are several sentences in what's attributed to Carol Ammons right at the beginning that are a little incoherent. I think there's some words missing.
Okay.
So maybe that could get...
You might
look that.
Yeah. Well, we can certainly revise and send that back to the administrative system.
Can I make a suggestion, Chairman, if there are changes to be made, that the line number be cited so that
yes, please,
Linda
cite
knows
the line.
Where to work?
Yeah, between line 34 and 39, I think there's just some words missing from a couple of the sentences. So, I can say she went on to say that whenever talk about criminal justice must talk about. So there's some words missing from that sentence. And then she went on to impart, it's probably supposed to be two Richards rather than on.
Okay, so on the two, and was that the sentence before that there was a typo?
There seems to be a word missing in the sentence that begins on line 34 and continues on to line 35.
So maybe it should be, she went on to say that whenever we talk about criminal justice, we must talk about...
That would make sense.
Let's go with that.
And then the other one is on line 38. Well, the sentence begins on line 30. No, yeah, on 38, where it begins with Ammons. Ammons stated, "Haven't seen." Is she supposed to be the county board, or we haven't, or I don't know what exactly is missing there. Who hasn't seen the entire picture? Someone hasn't.
That's a good point. Could be the county board. Could be the task force. But it says haven't, so I assume it's we, because it doesn't say hasn't.
So let's put in we. At least the sentence will be coherent.
Okay. Any more changes anybody wants to make? I'll assume that's a motion to amend. Is there a second on that motion to amend line
74?
Seconded by Sullivan. That motion was by Rappaport. Do we have any other changes that we want to, well, make that we can either run into that, that we can just roll into this motion? No?
No.
Okay. So, all in favor of amending lines 34 through 39, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any other changes? All in favor of passing the motions as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and that motion passes. And so we are on to the report. Now, James, were you saying you think Administrative Services does have everybody's latest versions in here on the print copy?
That's what it seems.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we can go on that.
It doesn't, except the background notes aren't here.
The only thing that's not there is this recommendation I put forward in Reese a while back, but let's talk about that.
And now, is that something you think we should put in the intro or?
No, that's a background note.
Okay. Maybe we should fill Bill back in on the what we've got right now for the structure of the preliminary report. Anybody want to take a stab at that?
Can I capitalize?
Sure,
and then I have some questions. But again, we whether it's called interim report or preliminary report, we'll have to decide because there's a couple versions out there. But there's an introduction, the draft of which James has disseminated. There have been some comments on that. Then, see, that's not in the pack. The next, I don't think. The next thing, is it in here? The next piece of the interim report is a potential recommendation, and I haven't received any feedback on that, or we haven't received any feedback except for comment from James on that. Then there's priority task for the consultant. We got some one substantive suggestion from James, and then one, and Julian, I made that change in line of your feedback. Then there's observations regarding funding and resource shifting. Michael, I don't know that you were going to address that. And there's potential state-level recommendations. Then there was another part. Right now it's entitled, we had talked about calling it background notes. Another task force member wasn't able to be here to recommend. We had trust concerns because, and Mark, can I go ahead? I mean, the concern I think was yours, that yours, the piece you, Sheila, and Benita had written has recommendations in it, and to call it background notes doesn't capture it. So right now, this is called background notes with additional potential recommendations. In that piece, there would be what Julian has written, what Mark, Sheila, and Benita have written, what James has written, and what I have written. And again, this is the preliminary understanding of what we have decided. But I had thrown in without discussing this, the potential, in an appendix, the potential core principles of restorative criminal justice. And then, Mark, you aren't aware of this, there had been some discussion of a piece of I'll call it your memo, even though I know it's a work product. There's two parts of it. One, a lot of recommendations. The other part was inventory. And put that separate. Put the one and the kind of, because it's so medium in terms of recommendations. So the inventory, but again, you may not agree with that, but that's kind of where we are right now. And so as I see it, we have some decisions about, we've got some suggestions that we should each put our name on our different pieces of the background notes. So, and that's consistent with the way you drafted the intro, James. But should we write, you know, just submitted by James Kilgore, submitted by Julian before like that. Questions about the content of the recommendations, if there are potential recommendations, the intro, suggestions, and then whatever else other people recognize as issues to be discussed. And there you raised some in the email. Hmm. So that's kind of the capitalization where we are as I understand it. But I think we've made tremendous progress. And we've got so hopefully we can move through some of these questions.
So, let's do something substantive for a minute. I think my suggestion last time was that Mark's memo be divided into, this is what you were just referring to.
I didn't do that because I thought that Mark was going to put his piece right into the recommendation that refers to behavioral programs. So now separately, that decision has to be made. I think we should get feedback from Mark.
Let me just make clear what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
So I'm suggesting that the recommendations here go into the section on recommendations. That is the first part of the memo before you get to the listing of things that exist in our local world. The part that has the bullets.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm suggesting is that that part be incorporated into what is currently, I think Lynn has these 10 recommendations. So I don't know whether we start with new numbering or whether we insert them. I can't recall.
Item number two, section two.
Yeah, section
we
two.
Probably what we do ought to do is we.
I mean, I guess what I'm trying to assert is that these have the status of being recommendations.
Yes. Yeah.
And we could talk about each one of them, as I think we should talk about all of the recommendations now. But so, first of all, maybe the first question is whether or not you object to dividing it. That is, I don't think the second part needs to be in recommendations. I think that, but that should be retained as, you know, either an appendix or referred to as, here's a list of all the programs that we've got locally right now.
Yeah.
But that's a little different than your recommendations per se. But I'd like to see them. I guess I was afraid they'd get lost in the background notes, and I don't want them to get lost. I want them to get noticed. So,
well, I will tell you the conversation I've had with Sheila and Benita is that it's the document itself is that the recommendations have some foundation tied back to existing services. And then that they are an extension of those in some respects, and that, as well as services that are available in the community. Now, if we want to pull the recommendations out, I have a preference for, I'm okay with that, I think, and I think the group would be, my cohorts in writing this would be okay with that, so long as the document itself appears as a complete document elsewhere in the report. And I say that there's also, you know, this introductory paragraph lays, provides, the opening in terms of what is presented in the following pages and what a reader can expect to find, as well as the expectation or the there's an assumption made that if this is implemented, that it will have some effect. And I think we didn't get into this because we never had a presentation from Judge Ford, and we didn't ask this of Joe Gordon, but I believe there is data that exists within court services and with Judge Ford that demonstrates the positive impact that drug court has had not only on the participants but also on the cost borne by the county for incarceration. So that's part of the opening statement, and then also that I think it needs to be clear that there is an investment that is required by the courts to implement this. And that I'm not sure that when this was originally drafted, that was present.
So what we're tussling with here, I think, is the last meeting, which I think you were not at.
No, I was not.
We were trying to figure out some method to have a brief progress report. So that, for example, if you'll notice the recommendations that Lynn's recommendations have essentially been separated from all the extensive rationale and detail on how to implement them and so on that she has already developed.
I think we'd arrived at a place where we're thinking is, well, as a, at this point, an interim report, just to say, here's some of our possible recommendations. These are the things we're thinking about. And now on the back, and then we'll have the background notes that will explain those in more detail, rather than encumbering, forcing someone interested in this, like county board members, to read the rather ponderous document that it would be with everybody's extensive rationale and details about how to do it and so on. So I think what we were trying to do is trim it down to its bare points, I guess. I guess that was the intention. It wasn't to disembody it. But then...
Yeah.
The idea is to get it, to increase the probability that it will be read.
Yeah. Especially by both county board members and by people beyond the county board. I mean, it's, you know, we're a community justice task force, so I mean that was kind of the goal. And particularly since we don't have a final structure for a final report yet, so that would be a whole other kind of discussion, which I don't think we're quite ready to do. So if we had I think the idea was we were initially trying to get something that would be like maybe 5 pages that we felt that the county board would be able to read easily and get the gist of it. Now, I think perhaps the things that you've written need to be folded in there and maybe expand that, you know, or link parameters a bit, but not, yeah.
Can I kind of want to amplify a point I made last meeting. And I think there's a way to accomplish what we had decided last time, which was to have and they aren't generic because there's some details. There's a lot of meat to the 10 recommendations, but then I don't even know if there's probably 50 additional recommendations in here. We want to have enough detail so that we can get meaningful feedback when we sit down with Judge Stefanos, the prosecutor, the public, and the like. So we want the details. Plus, we want these potential recommendations to have credibility so they can see that there's some meat behind them. My concern about pulling the more detailed recommendations in the report on mental illness is that creates imbalance in the report. What prompted the formation of the task force was actually concerns that we have people in jail who don't need to be there. So it really was alternative to incarceration. That was increased pretrial services and then community-based sanctions. And there are specific recommendations bearing on pretrial services, for example, in here. There are specific recommendations about what would be potential priority community-based sanctions to look at. So if we all of a sudden take, we have everything else is just about this many lines, and then we have 2 pages of mental health service recommendations, that creates an imbalance. Now, having said that, there's been more work on mental health programming, for example, than on educational program, reentry planning, things that we haven't even gotten to yet. So one thing we could do, and I'm not good at drafting on the spot, but I probably can when we're talking later on, but that potential recommendation number 4 can be tinkered with.
Section 2.
We could add another sentence that adds, as a starting point, mention the mentally ill, that would be behavioral health, although most people don't know that term. So
yeah, well, and I do kind of to
mention that, and then cross-reference to your piece. But add only one sentence here. That way, if your concern is it getting buried, it's literally mentioned here.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem to suggest that everything that's mentioned here, that's the most important thing. Because, again, I think it's extremely important, but other people may say pretrial services is more important, and some people may, I would suggest that we go in that direction to have balance. But otherwise, if we're going to pull up recommendations in additional, then I feel we need to look at pulling up some of the concrete recommendations bearing on pretrial services, and then what are our priorities in terms of community-based sentencing options and, you know, and the like. And I really think that would take a long time.
James.
So, yeah, I think what you're saying makes sense. I mean, I think, and perhaps if we can put in the table of contents, we can have, you know, we can have the piece that you've written as sort of a separate chapter or something. So for people who are interested in mental health, they can go to that and get a more coherent, in-depth kind of analysis than what they're going to get from that recommendation. There's a content piece as well in terms of whether or not it's just community-based sanctions and mental health services in the jail. I think we're also talking about, you know, preventative services in the community as well. But so I think that needs to be factored into that recommendation. But I don't know if that would solve the problem, because I think Lynn is right. If we have 6 pages on mental health and 2 pages on everything else, it kind of creates an imbalance, and also
in the part 2 section.
Yeah.
So that's where our discussion actually was at the last meeting. And I was attempting to say, I think some of these recommendations actually need to appear here as recommendations. Now, how we do it, I don't disagree with the general point. Maybe more than 2 sentences under, I mean, first of all, the one question is, does it make sense to include them under potential recommendation number 4? Is that a generic enough to incorporate? I mean, just the content, just the concept, does it fit there in your thinking? I mean, one could...
So, let me ask you this. In your discussions last time, did these seem to cluster in any way?
Well, look, these are recommendations that Lynn wrote.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote them before we actually did our business.
Mm-hmm.
She already knew what she was going to write, so she wrote them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not objecting to them. I'm just saying that's how they got there. So we haven't actually discussed them specifically. But we've discussed all of these things generally.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually agree with them. Now, Mark wrote his. Similarly, I think he did, but I did think he did what he was asked to do, and he wrote them out. I don't want to get them lost, so I'm worrying about how to do that. And the problem we're having is trying to fit his comments into your structure.
One of the comments that I made about the recommendations is that I thought there needed to be a separate recommendation that mentioned specifically mental health and substance abuse, that we needed those that in there. So, I mean, I think that provides an open, because when I read back on recommendation number 4, I don't think that really gets close enough to the heart of what mental health and substance abuse are. So, I mean, I think if perhaps we could craft another, you know, recommendation 4A or something that was about mental health, or maybe one
or number 11.
Yeah, and then
that says
the document in part
refers to the document, but speaks specifically about mental health.
Where?
How about this? Potential recommendation number 4. We could do one or both of 2 things. One, we could, it says right now, the treatment programs and reentry planning needed for individuals to redress serious problems. We could put comma, such as mental health problems and substance abuse problems, comma, that contributed to their decisions, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of that, we could put brackets, C blank, and whatever it is, if it's for more specific potential recommendations bearing on services and programs for individuals with mental health problems and substance abuse problems, brackets. Now, again, that doesn't overload it one way. They don't get lost. They're specifically in the body of the potential recommendations. But...
could you run that by me again?
Okay.
I was a little distracted.
I'm very sensitive to the reality that there are other programs we haven't even touched on that are very important. Some fall in your area, Bill. I mean, the vocational training and education and the like. But so So right now it says the treatment programs and reentry planning needed for individuals to redress serious problems. Now we could add comma, such as mental health problems and substance abuse problems, comma, that contributed to their decisions to commit crimes should be made fully available within the county, be properly implemented in accordance with evidence-based practices, be adequately funded, and be coordinated as individuals move through and out of the criminal justice system. Then right there, we could put in brackets, C blank, whatever it is that, you know, your memo, however we structure this, for more specific potential recommendations bearing on services and programs for individuals with mental health problems and substance abuse, problems.
I mean, I'm a little bit concerned about our process because we're kind of, you know, we're doing like one point and we've got a whole document to go through, so I don't know if we want to. But I mean, so that's just a flag there, but we got to deal with this. But I just think to lump mental health, reentry, and substance abuse all under one recommendation is just like, it's really lumping too many big issues together. And secondly, I don't think the only thing we're talking about is what's needed to redress serious problems that contributed to people's decision to commit crimes. I mean, we're also talking about programs that, you know, that are preventative and kick in before people commit crimes. So I think there's two, you know, problems with just adding that sort of thing between the commas there. But I don't know, but maybe you want to speak to that.
Broad issue. My focus is on what is in the report that I worked on the material that I specifically worked on. I don't necessarily have a problem with what Lynn has presented, and I don't have a problem with the suggestion that it be a separate recommendation. You have a valid point, I think, James, in regards to, well, recommendation number 4 is much broader than the question of mental health and substance abuse. But I'm not sure at this point in time that we have information on those other issues that are addressed within that in terms of what the reentry planning would be, what the preventative services would be. I mean, I'm not sure if you're talking about the lack of affordable housing, the lack of a living wage, you know, in terms of jobs. I don't know if it's a lack of just simply economic opportunity. There is in the section that the mental health folks worked on, there is information that is specific to behavioral health services in the community, but there's also some limited information on other services that are available in the community, and specifically, the most recent one is the addition of the information related to the Regional Planning Commission and their role as the local community action agency in Champaign County. But then there's also, in terms of, you know, access to information on additional resources, there's also the information about the information and referral programs that exist in the community. And then the advent of 211, which will occur in sometime next spring. And that will be simply like you call 4, just not to get too far off, but you, instead of calling 411 for information, you dial 211, and you'll be patched into a information and referral system that you can describe where you live and what your issue is, and they will do their best to give you the resources that's most appropriate to your need and proximity. Back to the original question, whether or not we, I'm comfortable with the changes that Lynn has proposed, but if the group feels that it should be, that mental health and substance abuse should have its own specific recommendation, I'm comfortable with that. The paragraph that I use, actually, I guess it's the header before the actual recommendations. That might be something that could be, you know, reworked to become a potential recommendation. It's the recommendations for consideration in regard to improvement to mental health and substance use disorder treatment programs and services for development of a behavioral health system of care within the juvenile justice, adult criminal justice system. And that could be reordered to essentially become a recommendation. I guess I have another question in terms of the treatment programs and reentry planning. What other information have we collected at this point that would serve as background or supporting information that someone could refer to in the document in support of the recommendation in terms of background or whatever?
When I put my thoughts together this summer, when I had the opportunity, I drafted a potential recommendation, but I left that blank, and I was hoping somebody else would fill that out because it would cover. I mean, if we have two separate recommendations, it would be substance abuse, et cetera. But we have to cover vocational education, reentry planning, and the like. So, if as we discussed last week, or, you know, things kind of change a bit, but I would probably, and we each have our separate report in the background of notes. Under that recommendation, I will add a sentence or two that says just that we are working on that, but that is not completed. That's coming. And they can't expect us to have ever done everything yet. That would, you know, that we have some recommendations in that area, or not from one group, but the others, you know, right. So there'll be words to that effect, but that's in my piece. Apparently, again, we're each having our own separate reports in the background, though. So that's what I would do since we just haven't had a chance to flush stuff out.
Well, I mentioned, like, I'm not sure, and for me, I guess it becomes a definition question, is what are we talking about when we're talking about the prevention aspects or the reentry programming. You know, you mentioned vocational work. There is the workforce investment programs that exist in the community, but I don't know what is within that programming, those services, if there is anything specific to folks coming out of the criminal justice system, be it the Department of Corrections or, reentering the community.
And I have to say, when I talk about vocational education, it was my understanding that this task force of reducing incarceration and then the focus on reducing recidivism, promoting rehabilitation, that we are focusing on people in the system, not general prevention. Because, boy, if we go there, I mean, again, like you said, we can have recommendations about, like you said, living wages, things that are very important. Maybe another group will address those. But when I talk about vocational training, it's like if somebody is in jail or probation, are they getting involved in the kinds of programs that will help avert criminal choices in the future?
Well,
so I think I'd like to make sure that we make some recommendations about the preventative stuff because it seems that we're just leaving way too much on the table if we don't. I think I've got an idea about one thing that would be a huge change that's happening in various parts of the world, that we treat small amounts of substance, you know, if you got a small amount of marijuana, a small amount of cocaine, we treat that as a mental health issue, like we would with alcohol, and not as a criminal justice issue. But that's a recommendation that needs to go into the state level piece. But when I'm listening to all this, I'm thinking, okay, first of all, I'm not smart enough to remember 10 recommendations, so I got to break it into smaller chunks. And it seems to me that we could have a framework like this that has this foundation of the Champaign County Restorative Criminal Justice Community.
It's been changed. Recommendation.
And that is the foundation upon which we make recommendations for prevention. And then we've got all the kind of in-system stuff. And there's most of the recommendations relate to that. And then we've got some pre-release and re-entry kind of stuff as well. So maybe instead of 11 or 12 items, we've got four categories, and we cluster these things into those categories. And we emphasize that each of these categories needs to be paid attention to and addressed. Otherwise, we're not going to fulfill the potential that we've got here. And then, you know, some of these things could expand or contract, and we don't have to worry about keeping them three sentences long or a sentence long. But I don't know, that seems to... And then it's a little easier then, each of these things is a heading, and then the person that's reading it for the very first time can see a heading and can say, oh, you know, there's four big ideas here.
Well, first of all, does the task force even support all 10 of these? I haven't seen any emails shooting these down, but are there any on here people have a problem with including?
Remember, are we right now floating them out? We're floating them out as potential, right? I mean, I still think,
correct,
like, we should, yeah, like you said, as if we have grave concerns about them, we should express them internally now.
Yeah.
But we aren't even saying that we finally voted on them.
Yeah,
it's
we
just
have,
that we've got
we
enough here
tonight,
that we
yes,
say this is worthy to take forward
reports,
to dialogue.
Preliminary report, so yeah.
Yeah, I wish we could right now say, you know, at least most of these are, and maybe two more, but we just haven't had the time. But is your question whether there's some we have grave concerns about?
We should probably talk about that before we talk about if we want to group these or if there's any we can merge. The easiest way to get rid of some would be if there are any people who don't agree with having them. We haven't had any emails like that, but if so, it's the time for people to speak up and say they don't think this should be the report.
I mean, I don't have anything that I'd like to cast out, but the way that number four is phrased, I mean, I had a bit of a problem with that, but I don't want to throw the whole recommendation out. But I don't really like this idea of just focusing on those contributing decision to commit crimes. But I just don't like that phraseology. So, but other than that, I've suggested about two or three others that we could add, but that's the second part.
No. What is, if I may, I'm sorry, Bill.
Go ahead.
What is the, and maybe I'm not reading it correctly, but what is the difference between potential recommendation 1 and potential recommendation 9?
9 is just other steps. This is what's in these potential recommendations would just be the tip of the iceberg for this council, and in what my personal piece, I had outlined some other things that this council might eventually decide, and actually, Bill, you'd mentioned that this would be state level. Not necessarily. A lot of localities decide for small amounts of marijuana they're going to do civil penalties.
Oh.
And then that frees up resources for the crimes that we're most concerned about. And I'm not proposing that, but I'm saying that's the kind of thing. So 9 is just recognizing these are just some of the issues that the council would be addressing. They would address a load of different.
Well, 9 could
questions.
be combined with 1,
yeah,
right? I don't think. I mean, it's fine to have it there, but I think it could be combined with it. Just logically, it would be.
Or in the structure, it would be, or it could be. Or it could be 2 subpoints.
I mean, I guess you could make them 1 and 2, or you could make them an extension of 1.
Yeah, you definitely can. I had it separate just because in my piece, I then identify some of those other steps. But that's fine. I mean, I that could go.
What my speaking to the, I have no objection to any of these. I think they're all important, every single one of them. I have a question which I tried to raise in my most recent comment about. I guess it would now be located in recommendation 5. I'm not opposing this recommendation as much as saying it's unclear what it is. Now, I understand you have a long thing about it in the other material. But I think, it's also at a different level. This is a philosophical as opposed to these are recommendations about things to do. That's a recommendation about a way to look at what you're doing, a way to understand what you're doing.
Yeah, I respectfully disagree. Because
well,
it ends up affecting the sanctioning alternative.
So here's my
point. It literally
becomes
programmatic.
Well, my point is, that's not obvious.
Yeah, that's because this is just one sentence. The details are in my section report, and I don't want to cross-reference to my report. If we cross-reference to Mark's report, that's fine, but I don't want to start cross-referencing because I just think that muddies this up. I mean,
well, I just don't know what this means.
If you want that, that's fine.
No, what I want, here's what I want. If we're going to say that we want to recommend restorative justice integrated fully into the criminal justice system in Champaign County, I think I need to understand what that means.
Yeah, and then they'd have to look at my piece.
And I need to know, well, it has to be understandable right here. And we have to discuss it.
Yeah.
Because it's major, it's not minor. It's not just, I actually disagree that it's just one of the, it has a status that is larger than the other recommendations because it's a way, maybe there's more, or else I don't understand what you're talking about, but it seems to me that it's a way that one thinks about what you're doing. So again, I'm not opposing it, I'm just saying we need to unpack it, both for ourselves and then certainly for others, because right now if somebody asks me what it is, what are you talking about in number five? I'm not going to know what to say. Except it's nice. I mean, I get the idea. It's a general idea, but I don't know what it's about because we haven't discussed it. So we're either going to have to discuss it or footnote it or do something with it more than just say it.
So, I mean, I can discuss it now. We can cross-reference because it's explained. Normally you'd have a recommendation with a commentary, but we decided last time that we don't want to do that. So in other words, there is a recommendation and it explains what restorative justice is, but we didn't want to do that. So that's, I understand the complexity. And it's actually both. It's a paradigm shift. And if you want to net it out, here's the difference. Right now, we have a retributive system and the focus is on getting back at the offender. You heard us. So, and it really, there's a lot of pound of flesh to it. With restorative justice, the focus is on them giving back. You have harmed us. There is a responsibility to understand the harm you've created, and you have a responsibility to pay back that harm in a concrete way. But then this also involves the community, because the community has a responsibility to facilitate this paying back of the harm. So that restorative, setting up a structure for restorative sentences is an example. But also, it has, and I've heard you use the term therapeutic justice. It's more than that, but it is by looking towards the future. It's trying to put the past behind by equipping the individual to redress these problems. So it's more than therapeutic justice because it does involve healing. That's why the victim offender mediation is important and family group conferencing and the like. But it's not just a problem solving mechanism that looks towards the future. So,
I'm arguing about giving back
and not getting back.
Yes, it's a major philosophical.
Yeah. But it's implemented point. In specific programs like restorative sentences, victim offender mediation, and the like. But you're right, that's why last, because I thought we were foundering for a while, that we were not going to get anything to the board. And I think it's so important. I said, so let's just toss it out. Personally, I think that'd be a major mistake. But I feel that there are so many details here. There are even details in your report, Mark, that I'd have a kajillion questions. And should we do this? And I don't think we have time. So if we want to take off restorative justice, I would like to get it out there for the dialogue with the community, et cetera. Plus, I think that's a huge part of when we say promoting rehabilitation. One of the biggest impediments to rehabilitation is the stigma, the label, ex-con. You talk formally incarcerated and everything. It's not out of this. So it's like, hey, and you carry it with your whole life. Restorative justice is about you screwed up, but we're going to set up a structure so you can put the past behind you.
Okay, here's my concern now. I'll say this and then I'll let it go and let other people decide what you think is what we should do. I'm not sure what we should do. I do not disagree with this. I even like it. And I believe I actually could comprehend what it is. What I'm saying is it cannot be accomplished by fiat. To say we should do this when we have a system that's completely different right now, is to such a major philosophical change that unless what we have here is the judges and the prosecutors and everybody in the system saying, yeah, we really like that philosophy, well, then it's just not going to have any meaning. It's not going to make any sense to people. So what your conversation is leading me to think is that what we ought to do is problematize it somewhere. Say, currently, Champaign County has a retributive justice system. We think this county ought to consider shifting its approach to a restorative justice system.
Could the CCRC be the vehicle that explores that in a detailed fashion?
Well, that's the vision for all of these. Any of these, you're going to have it out there. And then to get free, even if we say, I think pretrial services, I can't imagine that won't be an end product of what we do. There are 1,000 details that are going to have to be resolved.
Yeah.
And so, to resolve them well, I feel that would be the council.
You'll have to be resolved
in my response to your thing. I mean, I had that precisely as a recommendation in terms of that we needed a philosophical recommendation. I said I think we need a first recommendation which is somewhat philosophical in tone, stating that we believe the criminal justice system needs to move in a direction that uses incarceration as the last option that promotes prevention, human development, and rehabilitation, in place of a priority on a restorative approach to justice.
Oh, that's great.
So, I mean, that's great. I mean, I think you're right to say we're having, you know, it's a philosophical shift that we want to encourage. We want dialogue about this issue. Mm-hmm. I think that should be the first recommendation actually on the list, because we want to open the dialogue to say if we're going to. Because all the other things that we're talking about implemented aren't going to be implemented if we stay in the present paradigm. I mean, they're just not going to happen. We're going to continue going down the.
That's why it's really important.
You know, the path of retribution.
Well, it's super important, and I think it's probably the most important or one of the most important long run answers to the quandary that we're in right now, is to have this shift from going out into certain neighborhoods and looking for small amounts of drugs and then putting people in jail for it, to a much healthier approach. What I would think of as more mature approach that says, okay, you know, in this case you screwed up, you know, you engaged in this kind of battery or this assault, and that we don't tolerate that as a community. Let's come together and figure out how you're going to right this wrong, as opposed to putting somebody in the slammer for a year or 5 years.
But at this point, I don't even see the way this is phrased. I don't see the task force. I mean, I wish we were at this point. We just can't, you know, we all have jobs, et cetera. We're just saying this is a potential recommendation. We aren't even saying we should do this. We're saying at this point, this is a potential recommendation. We're going to delve deeper in this. That's what this says for every single one of these things.
Well, are you disagreeing that I thought you might like what Jim just said, because it's highlighting it.
It's moving up
to the front and saying this is where you begin.
Well, I think these I think if I were a county board member, it's these recommendations, and that's why if are going to be the ones that get the most attention, and not the introduction. Because the introduction is
we're not talking about making it the first recommendation.
Oh. Yeah.
And by the way, the same point that you just made is why I'm a little worried about all those recommendations.
Well, whether you say
about
first
mental health
or,
not
I,
getting
whether
worse.
Whether it's first, I don't know. I thought Julian, you had said you thought the structural council should be the first one, and others have said that. In terms of the order, again, I think we can talk about it, but right now, since we're at the preliminary stage, I feel comfortable where it is, but if you guys want to move it up, I feel comfortable with that too.
My suggestion would be to move it up, given the statement that James just read, and then to say, in order to achieve these ends, we offer the following.
In order to move in that direction.
In order to move in that direction, right. We need to establish this
council?
The first one of which is the council. I think the council is the next most important structural recommendation.
Yeah.
The first one's a philosophical recommendation.
Right.
The second one's a structural recommendation to implement the philosophy.
Right.
And then all the others are more specific.
They're all policy.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misinterpreted. I thought you were saying put in the intro.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I think if we think about it that way, they're going from philosophy to structure, to
specific,
specific policies.
Pre-trial sanctions, then services, and then we get into the things like public education training.
And then we may be able to kind of order them kind of in the following the kind of grouping that Bill put. Maybe we can have some subheadings there to facilitate people accessing them. So the longer the list is without being broken up, the less likely it is for people to read. Even if the subheadings are not of great meaning, they still break up the space and allow access. Right?
So you folks think...
You know the way the board members...
Number five should be number one.
Never politicians.
And then number
one
should be number two. Okay. But that still leaves open what we're going to do with the mental health, which was right now... encompassed but not specifically in recommendation number four. And as I hear your comments, we either have two recommendations, and remember this is preliminary, or we add language to mental health and substance use, and if you want, put in brackets the reference to Mark's report.
Well, and one solution that we can do on these is have, we don't want to keep knowledge away from people. So your initial report, Mark's full report, can certainly be listed online on the task force's website. And granted, hyperlinking doesn't work in something like this, but for instance, on the restorative justice thing, we can have, if people are interested, you can have it linked in that section if people are looking at the report online to your online report. That anybody's report, we certainly don't have a lack of space on the website. Certainly your full report can be on there, not even necessarily as an appendix to this, but we can mention, and we have a lot of other things, so that can be on there, you know, further reading, depending what we want to do with the mental health, if we need to reference that. But anything like that that needs to be referenced, if the solution, at least if you're online, is there could be links to you talking about the restorative justice if people want to.
How about on recommendation number four? James had expressed concerns about the language. It says treatment programs of reentry needed to address serious problems that contributed to their decisions. I have to tell you that part of that was strategic because I think that people like hearing language about people owning their problems and taking responsibility for them. But we could change that to say treatment programs of reentry program, and we can add the reference to mental health if you want. Needed for individuals to avoid, and then we use our charge, to avoid incarceration, reduce recidivism, promote rehabilitation, should be made fully available.
I'd really like to get rid of that bad decision piece because
I think
it's so much more complicated than that, especially with our prosecutor.
All right. So let me ask you this.
I didn't get you.
It's so much more complicated than that.
Let me ask you, is this, would this reflect what you want to do? And then we still need to, I still haven't heard what you'd like to do with Mark's piece, but to address James' concern, try to move this along, the treatment programs and reentry planning needed for individuals, we would delete, redress serious problems that contributed their decisions to commit crimes. And so instead read, needed for individuals to, maybe we're not needed for individuals, needed to avoid incarceration, reduce recidivism, and promote rehabilitation. How about that? Should be made fully available. Mm-hmm. Needed to avoid incarceration, reduce recidivism, and promote rehabilitation. So that's, with that part, would everybody agree with that? Needed to avoid incarceration, reduce recidivism, and promote rehabilitation. So, James, that handles your concern. There's still the question raised by Julian, and Mark, you've just been very accommodating and giving options. But I think we should decide if we're going to pull up, because if we're going to pull up the treatment programs and reentry program needed to avoid incarceration, reduce recidivism, promote rehabilitation.
Then let's make the mental, the behavioral health a separate recommendation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I think would be better.
Yeah.
You know what? We could have a potential recommendation 4 could be the mental health substance abuse, and then we could have 4 be the other treatment programs or reentry planning needed to avoid incarceration.
That's right.
How about that?
Mike says is that I'd like to see Mark's recommendations be made as number 2 or number 3 now. So the first is the James's sentence. The second is the what is now number 1. Then the third, conceptually, ought to be, we ought to do as much as we can to keep people from getting to the point where their mental health is putting them in a position where they're getting arrested. So let's have that next. And then we go, and then, okay, so we got this to the point where someone's been arrested. Okay, now let's talk about pretrial and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you think that way, we could think of this as in a more of a visual. Your idea of a visual, that there's actually a sequence that goes along here, mm-hmm. right? You have a philosophical approach mm-hmm. that's the basis of it. Mm-hmm. You're suggesting a structure that Tana can implement. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying, well, let's start with, how does people get into this problem in the first place? Yeah. So you're dealing with that. Mm-hmm. Then you're dealing with, well, now they do get into the problem, mm-hmm. so now you've got pre-trial service.
Right.
And you can kind of move along the system.
Excellent.
As you move.
That just makes
so it's like a little
sense.
Flow chart of yeah. how the system actually unfolds.
Yeah.
Well, and the one reason it works logically is some of your recommendations were, even before we get to pretrial services, you're doing diversion on the streets. So that's the one way it would work well with the... But a lot of his recommendations, they go from the front end to back end.
But we're now talking about writing a recommendation more like just the size of these,
so
right? Not this whole report, but referring
three.
To that report.
Yeah.
So recommendation 5 becomes 1, recommendation 1 becomes 2, and then recommendation 3 somebody's got to write.
I think we maybe even want to name them, you know.
And then recommendation 4.
Structure.
I do. I think naming them is going to help a huge amount.
Recommendation 4 is pretrial services. Recommendation 5 is the sanctioning options. And then...
Where are we here? Oh, and
then 6 is treatment. Mm-hmm. Got it. And we're going to
combine 9.
Now, how do we get recommendation? Okay, combine 9 with 2. Combine with 2. So we still have time to do that. So we need.
I think
10 probably needs to go somewhere
farther
up.
Yeah.
Because it's more like.
I'd like to quibble a little bit with it.
Yeah, well, we should quibble when we get.
Well, in terms of a mental health recommendation, I mean, I just took my opening lead in statement and just reworked it a little bit. Not very much, actually. Mental health and substance abuse treatment programs and services be implemented as part of the development of a behavioral health services system of care within the adult criminal justice system. It's rather simple, but...
Okay, can you read that again?
Mental health and substance abuse treatment programs and services... be implemented as part of the development of a behavioral health system of care within the adult criminal justice system.
See, I don't want to limit it to that. I want to make it available to someone who's on the edge, who's not yet in the system, but who can get some help from...
That's right.
That's true, but the only problem is then what are we going to do about... if you want to curb crime... and avoid incarceration, one of the biggest steps is to increase the high school graduation rate. Do we want to start addressing that? Unemployment is linked to crime. I just feel they've got to be, for our purposes right now, I personally believe if down the road we want to have a general recommendation that says, you know what, we need to start addressing crime before children are conceived. I mean, that's when we really want to address crime. Not even wait until they're born. But that goes so far beyond what we're going to do.
But if we look at the specific context of this whole process,
one of the major complaints about the jail situation, which has even triggered this whole thing, has been the excessive number of people with mental health problems in the jail and the incapacity of the jail. So it's not, it's a very specific issue that relates to the needs of Champaign County and what generated the task force. I don't think we've heard nearly the same amount of heat, let's say, about vocational training, about education, but this is a very specific issue that has come from the sheriff and from the community. I think it's quite appropriate to give that a special status, in the recommendations, because it's a major issue in the county it's at present.
But then, can we then agree that we aren't going to get into living wage, educational deficits in the population as a whole, because that is not our charge.
It's not, although we open the charge up pretty broadly to wherever the committee wants to go. If we want to reference that in an appendix in the beginning, because, I mean, what you're saying is pretty non-controversial in academic and policy circles, what you're saying. We can certainly reference it, but at the same time, certainly we want to stick to what we've been looking at so far with recommendations, things that the county board or at least county stakeholders could actually do. If we decide we want to, at some point we can point out that minimum wage, full employment, early childhood education, less inequality, however you want to put that, are things that all do contribute to crime, to children's achievement, things like that. Some of the things that you put in earlier relating to sentencing, maybe talking about different things that European countries, at least for the next few months, do. That work wonders with early childhood education, with cutting crime. We could reference that, but we certainly don't want. There's no reason to do recommendations because, it's just if it's nothing that remotely that the county board can do anything about, then we might as well not take too much time on it. But same time, bring it up because a lot of these things would probably be news to some county board members, just not as a recommendation.
I mean, I think we are responding to a specific process. I mean, having sat through all these county board meetings for months and months with great delight, the issues of jobs has rarely, if ever, been mentioned. I mean, not that people don't have that understanding, but I think we're trying to target the things that have really been on the agenda of Champaign County at this moment. And I mean, I think mental health is like.
Okay, so go one more time, Mark, in light of what you've heard from about.
Well, and there are aspects of the prevention. There's prevention and aftercare that is discussed in the document, the more in-depth document that the mental health folks have prepared. There is, Bill, within there, there's a discussion of state funding reductions, but within that paragraph, we have a statement that speaks to investment in mental health and substance use disorder treatment services in the community can serve as both a preventative measure for those willing to engage prior to involvement with the criminal justice system, potentially limiting contact with law enforcement, as well as reduce recidivism by reducing antisocial behaviors post-incarceration. Community should explore a specific point about development of a respite detox model for it.
We had quite extensive discussion. I don't recall now if your document mentions this. It may mention it. I don't recall. But it's a very practical thing that needs to happen. And it's I would express it as we need mental health case managers. A lot of them in the system, people that can pick people up as soon as. I've met with the police now on several occasions, and they don't know. They're actually pretty darn good dealing with a crisis situation. There's a whole set of police officers who are quite well trained now to deal with the immediate issue, and then what they do is they take that person to one of the hospitals, or they call for the crisis team. When they call for the crisis team, somebody shows up eventually. But very rapidly what happens is somebody will take them, they'll hold them for 3 hours, and then they're back out on the street and the police have to deal with them again. And what they tell me is, and Sheila was actually at this last meeting, and, and Benita, and I think, you know, you're probably familiar with this too, is that, so they then put them in jail because there's no other safe place for them to be. Now, there's a couple issues involved there. One is a facility issue. And the other is some set of people who can literally, I understand that, for example, Cook County doesn't, now, on the time that anybody's identified as a mental health person at the jail, they assign a case manager to that person before they release them. And the case manager's job is to escort the person through the possible services that are in the community. And a lot of times people, this is a very tricky issue. The person often rejects it. They don't want to have anything to do with these mental health freaks. And you can't force them to. But if there were a system established of case managers, of people who are skilled at working with people, you can talk people through these things.
And well, it's actually for folks exiting the system, but the Mental Health Board does fund the criminal justice program with community elements that does have, I think, two case managers, but it also provides support to the mental health court.
So here's the thing. There's just not enough of them.
But it becomes a resource question, and it's a capacity question, which is the underlying problem.
I think we need our target.
In terms of the recommendation, though, I mean, all the things that Mark captured there that you read from the report, I mean, I think, is there a way to capture that in a phrase after where you say in the criminal justice system? I mean, the thing that comes to me is and in the community or and beyond or something, but I mean, I think there's probably a better way to do that. But I just think we need to, we want to just say that we're not just looking at upgrading the facilities in the jail, but we're looking at
more comprehensive.
We're looking at it in a holistic perspective, that's all.
Hey, how about this? Since we use similar language in another one, and then again we are anticipating and able to refute charges that we've gone beyond our charge. Comprehensive improvement should be made to mental health and substance use disorder treatment programs and services in order to develop a behavioral health system of care that avoids incarceration, reduces recidivism, and promotes rehabilitation. That would be worded in a way that gives some leg room. It can be aftercare, so they may be out of the system, but that would help to reduce recidivism. I think it gives you wiggle room. And remember, this is just preliminary. We can tinker with it later, just to kind of get us to the point we can get it out there. So it's pretty much your language, Mark. But that's fine.
That's fine. I would that they be directed to the report.
Yeah, and then I have the report in the back.
Yeah.
But like everybody else, I don't. Your report is basically recommendations, so I don't. As much, I thought it was a great report, but it's going to be hard to boil down into one or two couple sentence things to throw in this. I think it would really lose something. So, yeah, let's throw it in the back. It's not that long. Hopefully everybody reads it because it's very useful. It'll be one of the most useful things that we can get before people.
Does that work for everyone? Comprehensive improvement should be made to mental health and substance use disorder treatment programs and services in order to develop a behavioral health system of care. We love that. That avoids incarceration, reduces recidivism, and promotes rehabilitation.
That work? I think that's fine. I think that's nice and broad in general. And I think later on we add the details to it.
Well, we have to add details to it, and there's some here.
But not now.
Let me ask a question about referring to this report, which I think I agree we should do that. I like this. Well, I have one concern, and maybe it's worth putting in some sort of caveat or statement adding to this. And here's the concern that I have. Maybe you can handle it. What would you say to someone saying, well, look, we have quite a comprehensive system here. Look at all the things we have in Champaign County. What's the problem?
Yeah, what more do you need?
I think we need some statement that explains why that's not sufficient.
Yeah, part of it is the level of resources that exist, so that the capacity isn't there, and that a number outside of the mental health court and the drug court, when you get into the discussion of other services,
uh-huh.
Well, most likely if the court system is going to want to utilize those resources, they're going to have to purchase that service. So even though these resources exist, they're going to have to make a financial commitment to make sure that the capacity is there for the people they are referring to it.
So I guess all I'm suggesting is that
there may be some
caveat of that sort into this.
Yeah, and that's why I had in the introduction statement, the investment of financial resources in behavioral health services, the prevention and treatment of mental illness and substance use disorder by the Champaign County criminal justice system, be it local revenue, state funding, or pursuit of federal grants, is an underlying assumption to the recommendation's effective implementation.
Maybe that's sufficient.
That, and I don't know if it is, but
I'm mostly worried that people read the list of resources and say, well, we've got it.
Yeah, well, and for example,
Prairie Center. That's so easy to do.
Yeah, well, for example, Prairie Center has a contract with the Department of Corrections to provide residential services to folks exiting the system, basically a halfway house program. Center for Women in Transition also does that. But in order for it to happen with Champaign County, Champaign County is going to have to enter into a contract with those entities to provide that service.
Yeah, so
fine. I mean that. I don't know if, as a Champaign County board member, you would recognize that.
Maybe not. One of the solutions is certainly, I hope everybody's there. So anything that's between the lines and things you don't realize are between the lines, you're there. So when somebody says, these all look great, why do we need to do anything else? That can be quickly shot down by pointing out, look,
that's
these are there.
I'm asking you now so that you're prepared to,
oh, yeah,
to say
yeah.
that.
Yes.
But, yeah, certainly be prepared to say, the a lot of people don't know these resources are here. They're not necessarily available. They're not necessarily available for county inmates unless the county contracts with them. I mean,
yeah.
If they go through DOC, that's one thing. But if you're in our system and, say, you just get time served, probation or whatnot, or your charges are dismissed, yeah, you're not going to have the availability of the Prairie Center.
Yeah. Right now, the only services that are specifically available for folks, the mental health services for folks involved with the criminal justice, the Champaign County court system, are those services provided within the jail, and then also mental health court and drug court. And then there's also the crisis team that exists, but that's a service simply to the community, but it involves working with local law enforcement.
Yeah,
and then there are other just general services that people can access by their own choice, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily a direct relationship back to their involvement with the Champaign County courts.
Yeah. And a lot of them are not accessible if you don't have money.
In one way
or another, a lot of the people in the jail, or at least stuck there because they can't pay their bond, boils back to not having money. They can't run out and hire a therapist if their lawyer says.
Or if the court, you know, we had, I think, with Joe Gordon, a conversation about, well, what happens if the court says as part of the sentence that you are to get a substance abuse evaluation and the person does not have the capacity to pay for that, he said that the court services would make that resource available. I seem to recall something like that. I may be mixing the two points, but...
Yeah, there's also, I mean, there's just an odd assumption here also that somehow, magically, court services are going to say, go there, and then people are going to do it. I mean, most of the people we're talking about have disorganized lives, and they need some assistance beyond, like, a referral.
Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, there's the talk of the pretrial services. I mean, isn't that in some fashion? And I have to ask Joe this, but the role of the probation officer to be sure that that person is doing that.
Well, it may be the role, but I don't think it gets done.
Yeah.
So maybe it would get done if we reconsidered the whole philosophy of what we're doing, and we were trying, and a coordinating council that was worried about that getting done, maybe it would get done. I can tell you right now, it doesn't get done now. Whatever is theoretical about the probation services are theoretical, largely. I mean, they're, you know, I think part of that is maybe
driven by if it's supported in some fashion with state funding, that the state funding is no longer there, so that there's been reductions in the number of probation officers that are available to the county.
Well, I mean, Mark, one of the things you say
I don't know whether that's the case.
I mean, one of the things you say here is that, and it's throughout these recommendations implied that we'll use evidence-based services and that we'll evaluate them. And that means evaluation not as a research project, but that ongoing evaluation is kind of built into the system in which you look and see, are these services working? If they're not working, let's change them. That has to be... I believe I was taking that to be implied in one of these recommendations.
Yes, that's the recommendation. I guess it's now 9. It was 8 about goals, objectives, and standards should be established, data collected, and the evaluation conducted.
And yeah, there was also the reference to evidence-based practice, and I don't know if it's still there or not, in recommendation 4, which I guess is now 5, but or 6, whatever.
So just in terms of our own understanding of what we're talking about here, if we're serious about this philosophy and structure and implementation, what we're suggesting is that the local criminal justice system takes seriously a look at all of its services as to whether or not they are accomplishing what they're supposed to be accomplishing.
That's exactly what 8 says to me.
Right? I mean, that's... Well, I think that's... I mean, we should recognize that that's an extremely threatening recommendation.
Right. Before we leave 3, was it clear to me what you guys had decided on? Do you want that bracket that says see blank for more specific potential recommendations?
I would prefer that.
Yeah. And now, it'd be different because we have more specific recommendations on fill in the blank, but if that's kind of it...
So, at least for the mental health and substance abuse recommendation, I would certainly like that the reader be directed to that section of the
report. We'll say, see the behavioral health services report
in whatever section.
In whatever we call it. See the more specific potential recommendations bearing on services and programs for individuals with mental health problems and substance abuse problems. Okay.
So we're not disagreeing with any of these recommendations. We're just kind of reorganizing them. And
Well, one question I have then also is, because Julian, I had thought you might want to get that the name of the council changed from Restorative and Criminal Justice Coordinating Council. Take out the Restorative for now. The reason it was in there was, again, because for sending the message.
What I was about to do, I did want that at first because I was a little, for the reasons I said.
Okay.
But now if we're starting with that recommendation
that James just made
as number 1,
yeah.
Then I think it's logical to put Restorative back in to the name of that
Got
council
it.
Because we've now said this is our philosophy.
Okay.
So it makes more sense to me. Can I ask this question about, I raised it in my note, but I don't know if anybody responded or what anybody thinks about it. I was a little concerned, and we had a brief discussion of this last time having to do, this will be note number 6 on my last little thing on Sunday, October 28th, but, We had talked last time about the fact that we're all fine that the housing for women and people with serious mental health problems and so on is just woefully terrible, that we ought to say something about it. So I'm wondering if we don't want to put in a recommendation, not, you know, the solution, but some sort of statement. I got the front end of it. I didn't complete the back end of that sentence. What it says here is, the need for adequate housing of women, non-dangerous offenders, and people with serious mental health problems is acute. The county should consider options that are possible short of the building of a major new jail facility, such as, and then I was hoping we might come up with just a few such as's. But I think we ought to make some, not necessarily that one, but some recommendations pertinent to the very acute problem that we have for handling that short of a major new jail facility. So maybe we don't have anything to say, but we talked about various possible things about you know, some sort of temporary structure where people could safely be housed. But there's so many needs.
Aren't there nonprofits that do that, and couldn't the county help support that work?
Well, I don't know.
Like, I used to live next door to the women's shelter, was it called? A woman's place? Before, you know, it was on Green Street.
I mean, we have all these women in jail now, right?
Right.
And it's in that terrible place, so.
Oh, well, a woman's place is the domestic violence shelter, is what.
Yeah, they were abused. They were.
But you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is referring to people who are incarcerated. So,
right.
I mean, I think. I think it's fine. I would say appropriate housing rather than adequate. And.
Oh, yeah. I'm not particularly wedded to any word that's on that. Yeah. Just that we ought to say something about the inadequate, about the awful.
right.
I guess here's my view on
that. Which you set up quite well in your introduction,
well,
so we ought to address it.
I think, one, it's mentioned. And we cite in two places, one in your intro and what I prepared personally, that the NIC said it's deplorable. And then you added and said, basically, we all have concluded this is inhumane. I think and we have presented alternatives. They're called pretrial services. They're called programs for people with behavioral health problems. They're called restorative sentences. They're called expanded electronic services.
But we're going to need a secure facility for people.
I do not feel, one, it's our charge, but two, I feel totally uninformed to, for example, propose modules, because I know at Jefferson Middle School, they've had modules that were supposed to be temporary, and they have been there. And modules can be inhumane, and I do not feel we should be there. In other words, for the short term, if somebody else looks into that, and that will be the consultants. They're coming in, they've got architects, et cetera. But we have had no presentations on what are the pros and cons of modules. And I think the reality is if we propose that, that's going to take money away from some things that we, right now, I mean, do you want to have a little module for the mentally ill offenders? A lot of these people were saying we need to have the consultant do the risk assessment, which we believe will end up identifying multiple candidates who don't need to be any of those places. Mm-hmm. But if we start saying we need to, there's a hotel down on Cunningham, an old hotel, and we can start putting the DWI offenders in there, that might be a good idea. But that might be a bad idea. I have zero information that I feel comfortable. I mean, that hasn't been floated before today.
I think there is an important issue is that the people that are being held in these county jails right now are being held in either high or maximum security situations, which is totally inappropriate. And I think it's quite appropriate to say that is unnecessary. There is no reason in the world why people that are on traffic tickets should be being held in these kinds of things.
Don't you say something like that in the intro or no?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think this is, but we're talking about the
so that's identifying the problem. This is a recommendation.
Recommendation. I think another thing that spurned this whole process is the fact that, and I think, you know, when we go and visit that downtown jail, we say, well, nobody should be being kept in a place as bad as this, number one, let alone people who were in there for very minor offenses.
I thought Chris Evans' somewhat emotional and impassioned description of what it feels like to be suffering from some mental illness and be in that facility, it's totally accurate. I mean, that's a crime. I mean, that's a crime. Really. I don't disagree. I'm not prepared. That's why I didn't finish the sentence. I'm not prepared to say exactly what. But I think our recommendation should include something to say we should do something about that.
Well, you know,
we don't need to build a new jail. I think what I'd like to say is you don't need to build a gigantic jail facility to do something about that. There are multiple possibilities that could solve the problem.
One of the things that just your observation, and maybe this is down the road, but I want to change this potential core principle since this is something that's going out as my work product. But right now, one of those principles is the least restrictive sentence necessary. There's also a similar principle that applies in corrections, that you should have the least restrictive constraints necessary. In other words, if you only need minimum security, you should not be in maximum. And that can be a core principle that drives the system, too. And core principles include, you know, restorative justice and the like. But that doesn't address your concern about how do you put it out there a little more specifically without... I just don't see how we can say we need this hotel over here, we need to use the mod. I'm really wary of the modules. Without more feedback.
I think it's probably stronger if we talk about what we've seen. No one here is a facilities expert. That's, like you said, Lynn, something we're hoping ILPP will do. Certainly the county is, since it's spending six figures on it. We can certainly note what we've seen, talk about mental health deficiencies, talk about the women's facilities, talk about how it's one size fits all, pretty much all maximum security, and certainly talk about how there's just not a lot of options for mental health. We kind of weaken that if we're going to say, and this is why we don't need to build a new jail. I think we should stick to the first part, partially because the second part is going to cause anybody who disagrees with you to throw this report in the trash and tune it out, but partially because I think they'll stand on their own with the mental health. We've seen, we know, we've talked with the stakeholders. We can certainly report back that on we need new mental health facilities. We need something to look mental health. There are women's problems. There's problems with jail. I would vote to leave it at that. And I think that stands on some strong opinion.
Lynn, did you mention a couple of principles a minute ago? Where are those?
Well, they were distributed this summer, but then I revamped them, and I don't think they're in this packet here. So here's where they are. They were potential. Remember, my recommendation had initially been that there be this council created, and that it be one of its charges is to be. Basically, everything would be implemented in accordance with certain core principles, and there are things like individual responsibility, restorative justice, community responsibilities, human dignity, commitment to protect legal rights, least restrictive sentence, rebuttable presumption that a community sanction is the most appropriate sentence, research-based decisions, allocation of adequate resources, transparency and accountability, eradication of the disproportionate representation of minorities in the criminal justice system, and crime prevention and crime avoidance responsibilities. That gets in. This principle would recognize that crime prevention, you know, that there's a lot more to crime prevention than what the task force is. We've never even had a chance to talk about these, so my request was going to be able to put this in an appendix. I don't think it goes in, unless it might be appended to my piece now, since it looks like we're going to have individual pieces. So that would be okay, but... so that I don't think it's not here, because what I distributed was distributed. The most recent one was distributed October 23rd.
Okay, so can we get back to the appropriate housing issue? Are we? I mean, Mike just said we sort of stopped it.
I'm sorry.
And I don't have veto power, but
No, I think you make a good political point.
So I think what you're trying to say is actually stronger if we stick to what we know, saying this is bad, this needs to be changed. I still think it's going to catch their eye, what he wrote.
It caught my eye. To me, that's enough. Where you say in those sentences that unanimously we thought that's going to catch their eye.
None of us are really qualified to weigh on modules, but we can certainly do the research and list here some of the things we can do. But yeah, I think that would strengthen that. I mean, we have been through the jails,
so
at least in the last few months, the county board is not. So that's certainly appropriate.
So the recommendation could be something that the county needs to address the need for appropriate housing of women and people with non-serious offenses or mental health issues, you know, that are currently being held
in a maximum of 6 years,
unnecessarily in a maximum of 6 years.
But I mean, it's not only that they're being held in the maximum security facility, but
it's the facilities.
Here is my concern: they're going to come up with something like the hotel and this and that, instead of day fine, electronic supervision, day reporting centers, this. Once you get that, we're still going to have.
But why can't we just say that exactly what you just said?
I just don't feel we should go there. I think we really want to profile the promise of pretrial services, detention, the mental health, the behavioral health system right now, preliminary. Have that punch out. If we start talking about facilities, people love buildings. It's just so easy. Let's buy this building. Let's build this building. That's why we're in this mess. I just don't think we should talk about buildings.
I think you're right.
Because it's easy, it's a neat package.
So let's get away from buildings.
Even though it's, Julian, I agree with you. So I don't think, you know, so this will end up being something behind, but I think right now the message is let's get away from the building focus. On the other hand, the conditions are horrific downtown, and you've said that. Very, very.
As we get some further information, the debate may move a little bit farther on the road. We may have to, make.
Somebody's going to ask to come up with something to deal with the facilities problem, right?
Yeah, and I think what Michael has said, is that's not part of our charge. Wasn't there a separate committee at one point, and now the consultants?
The other committee was dealing with who was going to do the needs assessment. It's not specifically part of our charge. We can talk about it if we want to, but this is something ILPP deals with facilities. We are going to be meeting with them. We have our list. I'm a little woozy this evening in light of the weather, but the recommendations do have. Talking about that in there for priority task for the consultants, right? It really doesn't need to be said. I mean, the main thing they're looking at is facility-wise, what do we need to do? So it's not like if we don't bring it up, it's not going to be addressed. And certainly anything you've seen, we can bring up in our meeting on the 7th with
them. Yeah, well, I mean, that's fine. That's sufficient. I'm convinced that if it's politically not sensible to do it, that's fine.
If we really want to bring it in. It's not specifically our charge, but like I've said, anything we need to bring to people.
Other people will bring it onto the table, so
but
need
to this is going to be a large part of the focus when
the
does.
The consultants are coming.
I mean, we're
to meet with us on the 7th.
We're going to, like Lynn said. I mean, there's a reason that 95% of the public safety sales tax is used on facilities. Buildings are easy. People like buildings. We're more going to have to fight to keep this needs assessment. Looking at things besides facilities,
right,
instead of worrying about them looking at facilities. It's much more likely it's going to be dragged. It's going to end up another fight over whether specifically what kind of jail to build instead of looking at the needs assessment and looking at programs and looking at other things that we can do. So,
While we're talking about what's in the introduction, I would just ask that the section in terms of we refer to some specific people and titles that be verified to be sure that those are, because I'm looking at like Randy Rasmussen. Isn't that Randy Rosenbaum?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'll help you with that.
But can we
But I just, yeah, you know, a little housekeeping.
Right,
you know,
I did check all the time.
I just noticed that, so.
But can we stick on to the...
Yeah, I think so, because I have to have my kids from the babysitter in about 20 minutes or 30 okay. minutes at the most, so.
Okay, so.
We should keep calling through these recommendations.
I mean, I'd like to make a reworking of number 10, what is currently number 10. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can move to that. Let's see. I don't, there's two things I'd like to change on that. I mean, one is I don't like the idea of a disproportionate justice impact study task force. I think we should call it either a racial justice task force, or we should just call it a task force and not give it a name at this stage. Because I think if this task force is going to look, this has been prompted by the racial disparities and a whole lot of things in the community, and that's what it's about. So I think we.
Did you say racial justice impact task force or racial justice task force?
Racial justice task force. Okay, and I'm just saying, and I think all the families and all that should come out. I'm saying, should appoint a broad-based and diverse racial justice task force to identify the changes needed in the criminal justice system to reduce and ultimately eradicate racial and ethnic disparity.
Well, let me just tell you why the reasoning for the way it was worded. I like the name of the task force. I have no problem with that. I don't know what people's comments. But if the real goal is to eradicate disparity, so that if African Americans comprise 12% or whatever the percentage, then it's roughly that, we need to focus on the discrimination in the system. A lot of times it's discrimination that people are so used to they don't realize it is, but there are also other factors, and research shows this, that bears on disparity. And so the question is, I don't think we have to resolve this, but if we really want to address disparity, it would go beyond just the... In other words, we could eradicate all the discrimination in the criminal justice system and there would still be disparity issues.
Right, but what we're addressing is the problem in the criminal justice system. I mean, I don't think, I mean, once again, I mean, this takes us back to the thing, are we going to talk about the schools? Are we going to talk about, are we going to talk about discrimination in the workplace? I mean, there's a whole
lot.
Well,
that's not us. That's what I was saying. This other task force would look at everything. Now, one option is to just say that, and then when the task force is formed, they can decide to expand their scope. And I'd probably be the first person appearing before them and say, if we really want to get rid of this disparity, which I just think it's so alarming. Right. It needs to be a holistic, comprehensive approach.
Well,
so,
I mean, we could just take out changes needed to eradicate. We could reword what I said then as changes needed to eradicate and ultimately reduce and eradicate racial discrepancies in the criminal justice system, and that puts it in a different direction. That flips it and then leaves it open to what it is that creates that.
Uh-huh.
So can you reread that, please? The whole thing that you're holding.
The Champaign County Board should appoint a broad-based and diverse racial justice task force to identify changes needed to reduce and ultimately eradicate racial disparities in the criminal justice system.
Needed to reduce and ultimately eradicate. Give me just a second here. Eradicate racial. You said disparities. Disparities.
That's plural, I think. Yeah.
In the criminal justice, would it be juvenile justice too, or just criminal for right now?
Well, that is juvenile justice is criminal justice.
I would just say criminal.
Yeah, we can say that, and then ultimately, like I said, I if I were appearing before the group, I'd be saying, look at it. But that I think that's fine. Champaign County Board should appoint a broad-based and diverse task force to identify the changes needed to reduce and ultimately eradicate racial disparities in the criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm. What, we're going to call it the racial justice task force or just the task force?
Well, I think it should be racial justice.
I agree.
The only reason I can't do that, I actually hate the name, disproportionate justice impact study. I was just purloining. There's a state task force, an Illinois task force with that name. So I thought, well, we could have a local one, same name. But it is cumbersome.
That's a horrible name.
Yeah, I know.
No one wants to know what it's about. Right?
Yeah, I think that's good.
There should be people who are impacted by it.
Okay. I'm sorry, remind me, what did we do with 9? We incorporated that into 2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Into the new 2.
Now, in my personal piece, I got to figure out where I can, because I want to profile examples of some of those additional steps, like the sentences. Even if you need a jail sentence, you got to make sure it's not, length of sentence is very important, probation sentence. You free up resources if the sentences are shorter.
I continue to encourage you all to figure out when you get to that point to somehow get it into a more visual context. The second is to address Julian's concerns that somebody might look at this list and say, why is there, what more do you need in the community? And that was very much a comment or comments that were made in the early stages back in January.
I'd love Mark to hear what you're saying.
Is he locked up?
No, he may be locking the door. I think he was locking the door. And one of the things that people in the design profession use a lot are what we call sidebars. And that really works nicely. So you can use those for saying, we have this, but here are the bumps in the road, or however you want to use it. And if, in fact, I think you were working on, Ken, about your task force, and kind of many of the items that you mentioned that might potentially fall under that task force, actually, if you go to the goals of the county board, there are actually mentioned there. So that it gives you a lot of legitimacy should you choose to continue including that, they're there on the website. Housing, education, these things, and they're in those macro statements without any, delineation, but you can say, well, this is the county goals, and here you go.
Mark Schubert raised the spectrum of a misimpression because of that inventory. Here's a question I'm raising, actually. At this point, we don't have our official inventory of community sanctions, for example. We have Joe Gordon saying there's probation, they no longer have ISP. We have Scott basically telling us that's what we got, jail and probation. But we haven't done the inventory because we want to get some numbers from the consultants, and quite frankly, we're just in strap. So I'm wondering if for that piece, we should be holding that back at this point because it is incomplete. And because it doesn't flesh out the grave deficiencies and gaps. So you have your recommendations in your piece, but the inventory is preserved as work product that we're gonna build on. But we don't disseminate it yet. Because we don't have inventory on educational programs. We don't have inventory on, lots of stuff. I do think we'll get a question about that because that was part of our charge.
The existing mental health and substance use disorder services within Champaign County Courts? I mean, that's the heading on that section.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you weren't here when she was in the room, Patsy was agreeing with Julian that the county board is going to see your list and go, everything's great, and it hasn't been fleshed out, these huge problems that we're all aware of. And that hasn't been done in a commentary. So right now, if that's all you distribute, it's going to be misperceived and make it less likely to get.
Well, it's put in the context of it's in reference to mental health related services.
Yeah. I guess what I'm raising as a question is, does that need to be publicly disseminated right now? Because we don't have our inventory of everything else. The reason to do it is to show that we have collected some, but the reason to not is because we don't have it all collected because there's a misimpression without the amplification.
Well, I think part of the reason they were probably pushing for inclusion of the whole thing was that Benita and Sheila are leaving us. Mark, right. You aren't here last time. Are you willing to continue to serve that thing?
I'm probably not going to continue.
So I think that's one of the reasons they're bringing it up, but we don't have to include it now. We certainly wouldn't include anything in the end. And just like with your full thing, it's a resource we should certainly make available online no matter what we do with it. So I'd say it's up to the the committee, and Mark, I hope you can be there to certainly stress to people that, no, this doesn't mean that things are great. Or we can have, if you're willing to rework it, make that more explicit. Sounds like some people at least think that would be a good idea, too.
When's the date that we deliver this to the board?
Tuesday, for this interim / preliminary report, Tuesday the 13th.
And that we should...
basically our process.
And we need to be there.
Yes, we would. We will both have a report, and we will be presenting the report to the county board. And the more people who can be there to talk about their area of expertise in their section, the better I think it's going to go. So, yeah, if you could be there 6 p.m. on the 13th, I think that would be useful. We're trying to get everybody to be there.
I just invited 78 students to my house on that evening, but I'll rearrange that.
So I have a question about the background. It seemed like to kind of get the additional ideas out there, people felt most comfortable with background notes, but you know, Mark did point out that there are a lot of media recommendations. Did anybody object to calling that section background notes with additional potential recommendations? I just kind of...
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. And then my question is, are we going to take Sheila's recommendation that we put our names to each one so that what James wrote, submitted by, you know, and then submitted by da-da-da-da.
In that last section?
It's in the background notes. Here's what would be there as I understand it.
You're just saying within that section, not
yeah.
All of us need to unanimously support the stuff that's front of for that.
Yeah. The background notes, that was the concern, is that there's so much meat in these, and we haven't even had a chance to talk about any of these the specifics. So it would be a background paper submitted by the behavioral health expert, but by their name, and then the background paper submitted by Julian and James and me. The question Sheila raised that, right now they don't really have, I think yours might have the name on it, but should we put our names on them then?
I don't care.
I agree as long as there's no names on the first part. I mean the first and second part.
I think these reports should probably be under people's names like they have for him.
Okay.
You guys are credited with yours. Your report in the back is by you, because they are currently in a little bit less of a community voice than the front report. So we might as well give people the information of who's bringing this up.
So I'm going to diddle with mine just a little. It'll just take a couple hours, but just to let you know that I'll have the name, and I'm going to put something that one recommendation. That is broader, encompasses all treatment. I got to have something that says it's being fleshed out or something. But
we might want to have an editor in chief, and maybe even a design person.
Well, the only other thing that's left is we haven't seen your funding. I guess the intro and the consultant, the priority task for the consultant. Didn't you have one more suggestion for priority task for the consultant?
I did. I wanted to just raise one other thing on the recommendations, and that's the question of this. You know, I don't see anything in there about this, exploring the possibilities of redistributing the public safety sales tax or something like that.
Well, that would be, I actually thought we got section 4.
You're going to do
but
that? Okay.
Section 4 okay. We'll be talking about
okay,
public
sorry,
safety sales
okay.
tax.
Okay.
Mental health board funding. I think it's a thing. Quick thing on that.
Okay. Now, the only other thing I had in terms of recommendation with ILPP was to have we've been dying for a long time to get a profile of the jail population. I mean, pretty comprehensive in terms of how many people do we actually have in there that are in there on for traffic tickets, for DUIs, for minor drug possession. And we also want racial and gender breakdowns of people who have, and the people in there with mental health issues without
violating, you know, privacy issues. What, you know, what kind of mental health issues are we dealing with there? And what are the charges that the people that have mental health issues, what are they in there for? So we can begin to actually talk about, I mean, if you remember the mental health worker that came here said that she thought 80% of the people mm-hmm. with mental health issues were in there for, like, ordinance violations and trespassing. Is that accurate? We don't, you know, I mean, I think we, if we can get a profile of that and get, and maybe, I mean, I would think we probably need a snapshot, maybe like at the beginning of the study and somewhere in the middle and then somewhere at the end to kind of make, to see if we can figure out a trend, because if you just do it on one day, it could give you a distorted picture, but if you kind of do it maybe at three different points.
Or you could do or you could take a year. And you look at a year and you could have person days of mental health, mental health issues, and you could have person days of trespass and ordinance violation and person days right. of assault and person days of, that way you could kind of hold it. That'd be a nice way to compare things.
Well, we should discuss this on the 7th, I would think, when we meet with them. Although I would be shocked if they didn't
already
know what
that.
You're talking about.
They probably have a way to do that.
But there's different kinds of profiles, and we want to make sure that what we're looking for gets in.
We don't miss.
You get the big picture of it.
Can we play with the language in number one? And here's why. I've actually been involved in jail profile work with a county, and we got to make sure, quite frankly, the consultant could spend all of his time on profile. I think profile is important, but can we meld that idea into number one?
What page are you on?
Priority task for the consultant.
Follows
is that for the recommendation?
Yeah,
And right now it's a data computations regarding the impact of sanctioning and programmatic alternatives on the size of the jail's population. But it could be data computations, and we can, again, add what you've got there, something like on the impact of blah, blah, blah in light of the profile of the jail population or something like that. So we put it in there. Because, in other words, you could get a report that's got a lot of what I would call extraneous information about the jail profile. Most of that information should be done by the jail officials and not by the consultant.
Yeah,
the consultant needs to know it's obtained, but the consultant should not. We shouldn't be spending. I mean, that money is going to be spent so fast. So we want to make sure that at the end of the day, one of the things that we can tell the county board, if you do pretrial services, that will free up X number of people out of the jail.
Yeah.
I think we need a profile, but I in terms of what they're doing.
But there's two other pieces there besides the pretrial. So if you do, if you don't have people, if you take the people that have mental health, they have mental health issues that are in there for petty offenses, and take them out of there, what's the impact of that?
That's why it says, I just gave this as an example. That's why I'm saying if you look at regarding the impact of sanctioning and programmatic alternatives on the size of the jail's population, that includes for the mentally ill. Programmatic alternatives would be, the behavioral health things, for example. And then I just listed, all I'm saying is, can you look at that and see if there's a way to meld that?
What number is that?
It's the first priority task listed. And I took away crunching.
I would rather err on the side of being specific than being too general. Because if we just get a population list that says we got 42 people with mental health issues, 112 black people, and 10 people in there with drug possession, then we're not, if you look at the NIC report. That's the kind of profile they gave us, and it didn't give us quite enough information to be able to actually say, to identify that. So, let me see.
I understand what you're saying. I think it needs to be profiled. What do you think?
What are you trying to accomplish? I'm sorry. Say it again.
Well, I'm trying to identify groups that are in the jail that don't need to be in the jail, or that could definitely be in a lower security facility. So, for example, if we find, we find 40 people in there that have mental health issues, and 10 of them are in there for ordinance violations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that's a group of at least 10 people that, and we can identify that as one of the problems of of not having appropriate mental health services that these people end up there. And we can kind of quantify that. And that's just an example. Now, if 7 of those 10 are African-American, then we're also saying that by dealing with this, you know, by taking those people out of the jail, you're going to also impact the racial discrepancies.
So what are you asking the consultant to do?
To generate a set of scenarios that would help us.
Scenarios or data cross-data?
Cross-data.
I mean, my impression, and maybe I'm wrong, is that from listening to the consultant when he was here, that's the kind of thing he's going to do.
Well, we'll
but I could
ask
be wrong
this week,
about
right?
that. But we can talk to him about this, right?
But, I mean, these are things that we're identifying the tasks that we want the consultant to do. So I just think we need to say that we want to profile that. I mean, and maybe we want to profile the population that's going to help us to identify the people who don't need to be in incarcerated or could be incarcerated in much less restrictive setting.
And the impacts.
And we're looking in terms of mental health, abuse, race, gender, minimum.
Right.
And probably
and that,
substance abuse.
And that would
as well.
Be appropriate for an alternative program.
Oh, I know. I've got this number 5.
Yeah, I guess that's the
or should have never ended up there in the first place. Just, you know.
James has got collecting other data on the profile of inmates in the jail, including their risk levels needed to complete the assessments identified above. Number 5.
Well, I mean, I think that's fine. I just think that
it's
we
more
need
vague
to,
than what you're asking for something more specific than that.
Yeah, I think we need to. I mean, the specific problems that you know that have been noted in this process over and over again. I mean, the three that recur are people with mental health, racial discrepancies, and gender. These are three categories that keep coming up over and over again. So we need to make sure that we get a profile of the population that takes into account those variables and the cross, you know, fertilization of those variables.
What you want is a demographic profile of people who are being held in the jail who could be housed elsewhere.
Yeah,
who have alternatives.
Who are the low-hanging fruit for.
But what you want is a demographic analysis of those people who are in. I don't know what they're inappropriately in the jail or that they could be dealt with in a less secure and more appropriate
environment. Yeah, or that they should have ended up there in the first place. I mean, there's...
Well...
I mean,
we can't say the whole philosophy of it there. But what you want is a demographic analysis of who doesn't need to be there.
Right, but
I understand.
Goes across the board, so we have a profile of all the people with... You know, with minor offenses, who are African American, have mental health problems, who maybe have substance abuse problems. So we don't just get separate. We don't just get a listing of number of people with mental health problems, number of African Americans, number of people with substance abuse problems, and then we don't know how those things intersect.
I understand the point.
I need to go. What do we see as the next step in this? Let's have a quick discussion about the larger.
Before we turn to that, I'll just say one point. Are we referring in these recommendations to the background material? Did we decide that we're doing that? Are we saying see, and then we're pointing people to background material or not?
We only said that for Mark.
Just for the mail.
Okay. I just want to make sure that this thing that I wrote gets in there. Because it's right now untitled. All it says is thoughts for discussion. But there are a number of points that I don't want to have lost. So
I think it will be in the background, and we just have to decide what order, and then you'll have to put your name on it. Submitted, I like how you said submitted by, you know, and his introduction.
Okay.
I'll
do that.
Pieces were prepared by individuals.
Okay.
So.
I think, I wanted to tie it to the evaluation recommendation, but it doesn't have to be explicitly. We're not tying them to it.
So it would probably make sense then for those pieces to be identified in the introduction and say who wrote them so people have a ready reference to go to.
Although I must say, I didn't think about writing
think
it in that for that purpose when I wrote it.
I mean, if you want to.
Wasn't there actually a background note?
His intro right now says prepared by experts in their areas. So I think that's good.
Yeah.
And then if you look at the back, you'll see it's prepared by
two
people with mental health.
Well,
I'm just Irish.
I do think having your title would be good too, though, because I don't know who Mark Driscoll is. Would be, having the title would.
Okay, before I run out the door here, process. What are the next steps?
Here's what I see. We're still tinkering with one thing in priority tasks. I don't know state level recommendations. If anybody has any comments,
I got a comment in the state. The state we need as a state, or we need to think seriously about treating small levels of possession as a mental health issue or a substance abuse issue and not as a criminal justice issue.
We need
to divert those people into that kind of system.
We said this is something that we're going to do for the final, I can't even remember this, so long since I wrote it, but in its final report, we will be profiling some particularly key steps the state of Illinois can do. I set forth several examples now, but we don't do it now.
I don't really fully grasp why we're making state level recommendations, but since they seem quite irrelevant to what we're doing. I mean, irrelevant in terms of effect, but we don't have any. Who cares what state level recommendations we make?
It has an impact on resources.
No, I understand that it matters.
And it also
it just doesn't strike me that what are we recommending?
It's on the record. And also, hopefully, people who care are legislators who represent Champaign County. While it's not specifically something for the county board to do,
we can share it with Naomi.
With my boss, Naomi Jacobson. One of the things that we can
we're going to do something with it. Great.
It can the county board can either the county board does weigh in with the state on state legislation that it feels affected, and the other is to just simply if there's something people want out. I think we had it in there. There's something people want out there. There's on a state level, not to, put it there so people see it, can know it exists. And if somebody wants to work with one of our legislators who represents Champaign County, then that would be great, even if it's not necessarily a county thing.
Those members of the State County Association.
Yeah.
Also,
we have a county association that works on these things. The county does.
Are you all prepared that you may decide to change some of your things in your report after you read with the consultant?
Sure. Well, we talked about that we want to be an independent voice. So it may be that the consultant will say something that makes us all of a sudden say, we don't want pretrial services. But I don't know why. I guess I have trouble envisioning what we would, because everything is phrased so tentatively, potential recommendations, we have background notes.
Well,
I was looking at it from the other side, that it might suggest
it. Well,
we only have 6 days.
We have, the 13th, as far as next steps, we are presenting on the 13th. We have a meeting on the 7th to meet with ILPP. We can certainly, after we meet with ILPP, this report is still up in the air. After we meet with ILPP, that might be a time where we can give final approval to the report. The other possible chance we could have would probably be we can meet again on the 12th or briefly before the meeting on the 13th.
Well, let me ask you this. Substantively, what's left is the funding piece. And then comments on the intro, and then you still have that one. I don't have phrasing. We haven't heard phrasing for that point on priority tasks for the consultant. So we need language for that. But otherwise,
do you have the data? The data mining?
Yeah.
Huh?
We still have some things up in the air, but I think that we can probably on the 7th, if we're disciplined, if we get things done before. Have a quick vote for our approval, basically, so that we vote on the report and tell administrative services what we want the report to look like that we're sending to the county board. I don't think it's that much up in the air. I think people tell me if you think I'm wrong, but we are already meeting on the 7th. Maybe that's a good time to have anything set.
I have is just, is the intro, did you have concerns about suggested changes?
Yeah,
because I'd like to flesh out, because I would personally like to have what we're submitting, be able to share with the consultant what we've got, and have it as close to done as possible. Now, maybe we're shooting for, I don't like doing it right before the county board meets. I mean, I want to have it done. You said 2 weeks.
I think the 7th. We're presenting on the 13th. The 7th is really great because that gets time for administrative services to print it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we can work for the next week. If it is done, you want it to be done for the consultant. If it's done on the 7th, our job is done. We just need to spend 10 minutes voting on the final product.
It'll be done enough
to talk about the presentation,
a conversation.
And some visuals to go with it. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Can we...
Although those can be done offline, but the report, we're going to need to
know
what to tell people to have the report.
I think we should call this a progress report.
Yeah, that's a very nice idea.
Just so that it indicates
that
it's
in
progress. It's a progress report.
Okay.
That's my view is that's what it is. It's a progress report.
And then it still wasn't clear to me. We've got a part one, but I didn't know what part two was. I mean, the way it was initially, there was an intro, and then we have, like, the recommendations. That was part one. Part two was the recommendations. Part three, I don't know, the consultants, blah, blah, blah. And then we have background notes. So I wasn't clear.
I thought part two was both the consultants. Was both the recommendations and the... advice for the consultant, but anyway, we can.
Okay, got
so
it.
So, but that doesn't. I mean, we could. Maybe it makes more sense to have it be. Maybe the recommendations. I think the recommendations should be separate from the. I mean, actually, the points for the consultant. Do we want to present? Are those going to the board? I mean, is that?
I think we're showing the consultant what we're giving the board.
Right, but I mean, do we want a separate section of our report, which is those? Is what we want the consultant to do?
I think that that's. Seems to me to be appropriate so that the county board is aware of what we have asked of the consultant.
Yeah.
Because I think people will try to pull
so we'll call
the
that
consultant
part,
and just have him do jail stuff.
We'll call that part three then.
I don't think that's what this consultant does.
Well, can we have it like this, Jim? One, the introduction, which is what you wrote.
Yeah, it's your light on.
Then the recommendations are two. Then priority is three. Observations,
right,
funding, four. And then five state level, and then we go to background notes with additional potential recommendations.
So that's six.
And then the only question is, what are you going to do with that inventory? Are we going to put it in this? Do you have strong feelings about that?
Yeah, my preference is to keep that in.
Yeah.
That is a part of the document that is. I think it's important.
Leave it there.
Okay, then we'd put that probably. Would that be? Like you had said separate, you wanted his recommendation separate from the inventory.
My thought was the recommendations stand, and then there's the list of inventory of things that are around. But I still worry that people will say, look at all this stuff.
I do, too, without and I also worry that we don't have the rest of the inventory done. But I worry that actually that list...
Well, and it's identified as not being an exhaustive.
No, I mean there's an appearance. There's a lot there for mentally ill.
That's the appearance.
But it's not necessarily the capacity is not necessarily there within those services.
Right. And I mean. You're right.
And nor is it necessarily targeted at this population.
We don't have the financial section written yet,
right?
But that forms the basis for the ability or a mechanism in order to purchase the services that are necessary.
Right.
And the county board or the court services folks certainly understand. Joe Gordon and his staff certainly understand what the limits are in the community in terms of the resources that are available and the capacity that's there.
But they're not about the decision making.
Yeah, well.
No, the fact is that shows that the potential is there, but the resources are not being devoted to it, so that we can turn that around.
Well, you could always add a couple sentences that says, though this is a canvassing of existing programs, the numbers showing how the needs are not going to be, will be added later, or something like that that alerts them to that issue. I don't know. So then the intro, I don't know, is there any way to
and
tell
the,
us?
The recommendations talk about the lack of capacity in some respect, in that the state reduction in funding. So.
Okay, can we do the intro?
I want to respond. I mean, let's see. I mean, Lynn has made quite a few edits on this. I mean, I think most of them are, you know, are helpful, but there's a few that I would like to discuss. Let's see. I think the... if you look at the first page, at the bottom there, the key questions and concerns, I think the issue of the public safety should stay. I mean, I'm basically trying to recount as much as possible what were the issues that actually kept coming up over and over again through the course of this discussion. And I think the definition of public safety came up quite a number of times. I'm happy to leave them here, but I mean, I don't actually think that the lack of a full continuum of options when sentencing individuals convicted of crimes within the county was an issue that came up in terms of the discussions.
Actually, it came up with my question.
It did with yours, but I'm talking about issues that came up over and over and over again over the course of months, and that's what I tried to.
Yeah, the reason I put it in there was to try to lay a foundation that. Part of this is the history that led to us.
I was trying to capture what actually happened rather than, I mean, because there would be a lot of other things we could put in there that were mentioned once. But anyway, let's leave those. But I think the issue of the public safety has to be, the definition of public safety needs to be put back in there. That's it. I think a more important one is the,
what was your rationale for taking it out?
I thought that, again, I think we're vulnerable. It's partly because I've heard concerns expressed by some of the stakeholders and county board members. And I'm concerned because of the reference to social and economic security, that goes, if we change the wording, so it was like definition of public safety, specifically whether it refers solely to policing and jailing functions or whether it should encompass, for example, recidivism reduction, you know, or promoting rehabilitation, then that links this to us.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it gets into, again, first of all, we're going to solve all the problems of the world, which we aren't. And
yeah, I kind of agree with the last part of that sentence.
Okay.
It opens up to...
All right, well, why don't we just leave it, just take out the end and say it should apply more broadly or should be defined.
Yeah, I think that's better because
yeah,
it eliminates...
Right.
That does raise... I've heard a number of times various...
Okay.
Officials say, well, we can't handle all those problems that, you know, that's not our... So maybe it's not. There's no point in raising it there. And I think if you end it there, it's a good idea.
Okay. The other point is, and this is the point of view issue. I really feel that the report reads much better as a we report than as a they report. And I mean,
That's fine. I just want to be consistent because sometimes
right.
you kept referring to
okay,
the
okay. Well, that's because
that's
I went
fine.
Back and re-edited it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I like the idea of we reporting. It's much more personal and accessible. Okay,
fine.
So I'll just make sure, or the editor will make sure that's always consistent. Okay. Now the other issue that is the question of the two-hour dialogue with the delegation from the African-American community concerning racial discrepancies in the jail population and related issues. I think this absolutely has to be in there in some form because I think this was a major part of what we did when I'm listening. Sorry, this is on page. So I have a different page pagination here. So it's on...
I remember reading it, but I don't remember where
it's on
it is.
Page.
It would now be the...
Oh, I think it's not here.
It was during the course of this investigation, we talked about individuals. You talked about individuals we met with. Then, apart from presentations by those outside the task force, our own members, blah, blah, blah. Wait, where's the public information?
Okay, here it is.
Oh, in addition, we received input from many
where's
community
the
members.
Where's the
book? In addition, the CJT, okay, see, it's on page 3 in the middle.
Oh.
Page 3 in the middle. So, we're talking about... In addition, the CJTF has received inputs from many community members, this is Lynn says, attending the task force meetings. And then what I had in there, well, here's what I had originally. In addition, the CJTF has received inputs from many community from a wide range of the public, including a two-hour dialogue with the delegation from the African American community concerning racial discrepancies in the jail population and related issues. Now, I think that episode has to be there, whether we're uncomfortable with the wording. I mean, I'm happy to play with that, but I think we have.
Are we uncomfortable with the wording?
I think we have to know.
What were you thinking about that?
My only concern was that an impression, which would be a misimpression, that we're reaching out to get into issues that weren't. Now, the reality is they came to us, and that's why we have a recommendation that says we need to look at this. It's a different group. So I guess I don't have a strong feeling. I just want to make sure that the board is left with the correct impression. We're looking at programming, sanctions, and pretrial services that can avoid incarceration, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't have strong feelings about that. I'm just kind of, it's a political kind of judgment, Jim, James. So, again, if you want to put in there, I mean, I don't have strong feelings.
I think one of the things that kind of, that keeps coming up here and is that, you know, we're talking about pretrial services, community-based sentencing, but we need to keep this preventative piece in the discussion, I think. I just think that needs to stay there. So, I mean,
but I thought they also focused an awful lot on the juvenile delinquents.
Mm-hmm.
What? I didn't hear what you
said. Right.
They focused a high percentage of the summons on the juvenile delinquents and what can be done with them. They went into some of the realms that you all wanted to list under your number 10.
Right.
I mean, they actually talked about things that were beyond the focus of just the jail. They were over on juvenile delinquency.
So what does that mean?
Well, they
well, you're not mentioning that I asked that write up there.
Why don't you just say received input from many community members attending the task force meetings, including a delegation from the African American community concerning racial discrepancies in the jail population related issues. And then that provides a factual foundation for our potential recommendation number 10, and then also then your own background note.
Yeah, okay. No, I think that's fine. I think I should also add the date there, which I didn't have at the top of my head, in terms of when they came. Yeah, okay.
So how will I read them?
I think it reads pretty much the way it is now.
Would you take out 2-hour dialogue? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seems...
Yeah, no, I think
that's... The task force has received input from many community members attending the task force's meetings, including a delegation from the African American community concerning racial discrepancies in the jail population and related issues.
Okay.
Is that all right, Mark?
Yeah, that's. I don't recall it being a 2-hour dialogue. I suppose I recall it being 90 minutes of public participation, and then we engaged in a short 20-30 minute back and forth.
Longer than that.
Okay, well,
we kept extending the time.
We don't want to go back and listen to the audio again.
But it doesn't matter.
I think it's fine.
I don't think it matters how long it was.
No, I think it's good. I don't know, this whole paragraph here, the one that starts with at the same time, and I mean, you know, I've got lists and you've got lists.
Oh, down at the bottom of the page,
yeah? Yeah, down at the bottom of the page.
Can I tell you what I did? I tried to
respond to it first? I mean, I just think that the language becomes like, you know, really, really kind of a little bit overwhelming there in the edits, and it just becomes real technical, kind of hard to unravel. So I don't know... I mean, I didn't know why you cut out the facility needs of the jail. I think, you know, that, I mean, I think I have an understanding of why you did that now, but.
Yeah, everything tracks. I thought that this, when we get, because it starts by saying the task force has begun to shape the content of its investigations. We have, the areas we have targeted so far, I thought this would be the place where we try to capsulize what the recommendations are, but very succinctly. So we're targeting pretrial services, community-based blah, 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 options, mental health and substance abuse services, reentry planning, blah, blah, blah. So that's what that was about. Because otherwise we were mentioning low-cost minimum security housing. I just didn't think we should mention that. Facility needs of the jail, we've mentioned that as a priority for the consultant to figure out how to meet the problematic space needs. Method to the Ostensible Madness was to just try to figure out a way to succinctly mention what's in our recommendations.
Well, I think like sources of funding for additional programs needs to be there. Education and training needs for criminal justice staff, which is also part of the recommendations. And then the overall philosophical approach to the criminal justice system, which we have now added as a recommendation. Mm-hmm. And then the establishment of a permanent body. I mean, these are all kinds of things that are there. But, this is quite a complicated paragraph because we've essentially got two different versions of it, and there's a lot of what you say that I also say, and back and forth, so I'm not...
Well, maybe one option is to say, parens, like whatever, however you do it, we have targets so far are : parens 1, parens, and then let's just say pretrial services was still up front, which it isn't, because we've got restorative justice now, but parens, and then, so it isn't so long, but that lets them see...
I mean, that was what I was trying to do there, so, I mean, I don't think what you were doing or what I was doing was different. I was trying to predict the content of the recommendations in that. So maybe I can go back and
that's
just,
what
I'm
thinking.
Just do it
back
a little
to the
bit more. Yeah,
in order.
Correlated and maybe, yeah. Okay, and then we'll have to just redo this part about the what's in part two. Okay, I think we can, since it's 8:30,
so what's the, if we're shooting to try to get this done, Mike, because I can't even look at this until this weekend, and actually all I'm doing is, wait, those recommendations, do you want, since I took the words, do you want me to clean those up per our agreement?
I think that'd be the easiest.
And then that's what I'm thinking. But the one thing, we've got a lot of different documents out there, and I left blanks. So just with all in the same typeface, because I know I tried to put yours in, and it was just so hard. Well, it won't matter now because that's in the background notes. But I'm trying to figure out, James, if there's any way you can put your introduction. I'll send you what I've. If you could put it into. So it's just all the same, or I guess.
No, I can do that. I mean, you just
yeah. So I'd sent it out before with a big blank.
So those first, well, basically, I think we've.
Well, I guess the drafting just needs to be done, and then would administrative services.
Once we have approved final product, hopefully on the 7th, they will be happy to print it.
Okay, so they would just be printed. We have to have it in our appropriate format.
Yes.
Okay.
We have to figure out what we want to go for.
I mean, the other thing is that I think, we do need it to be proofread as well. I mean, I was hoping maybe we could draft Julian to at least proofread the first parts because I just know that.
Well, what's the
we make a,
it sounds you have the changes. Right.
I do. So here's what I could do is this weekend, because I can't do anything before. I mean, I would still send out this, just so we have it in one place. And I'm going to revise these per our agreement. My own piece, I've got a few changes to make, and that's going in background notes. And then what else you're putting in background notes, you'll just submit. And that doesn't have to be in the same typeface.
Right,
you know,
right.
Submitted by Julian.
And that can just be
whatever
form
it is. So, but the only question is, and it is still, what order will the things be in the background papers? Are they going to, normally you might go per our recommendations, but So how do you want to do that? We've got four.
I don't think it matters, frankly. But unless you're referring to them in the document itself, if they're not being referred to specifically, then the order doesn't matter. If they're being referred to, then they ought to be in the order to which they are referred to.
I would say it probably makes sense to have it alphabetical by author. That's just an easy way to do it.
Fine. Yeah, so, I mean,
we need a table of contents at the beginning of this so that people can get to the. So, I mean, I think those four documents should have a place in the table of contents. So that if someone wants to read the mental health thing, they could go to page 412.
That's fine. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
So this is.
Yeah. So, but there's now a basic sort of, clerical task of getting all the things into one document, making sure we have page numbers and doing a table of contents, and then I think at least the first part could use a proofread, like the intro and the recs and the tasks. And your piece.
We have to do that anyway. I mean, with our names on it. I mean, because quite frankly, I'll do it anyway. So.
Right, right. But I believe an eye that has written the document is the best proofreader.
It just needs to be put together.
Yeah.
And then send out, and then we'll read it and look at it. I'll read it and look at it.
I'll have gaps like I did before. So if you get me something before, I'll plug it in there, and then people can give the comment all at once.
We need to get it put together in one
document. Yeah. But we don't want comments on this. We want
just the thing itself.
We don't want to say, well, actually, recognition 13, recognition 11 should be moved out. We're done with that.
I'd have to say, for the background notes, it'd be nice to have a date, though. Because we've got a lot of versions of yours out there, a lot of versions of mine. It'd be like kind of nice to have a date or something, just to make sure, or just make sure that we send it, say, the final one or something. I don't know.
Well, take the background notes that you want to be identified with you, and now incorporate those into this document. And okay. Background notes. I mean, right now, you're going to write that. You're going to fiddle with that introduction that you already wrote, and you've got the other stuff. So we're going to put them together, and then background notes. So just take your own.
You need your funding. That paragraph.
But so that has to appear into the document.
I mean, but just administratively, like, are you going to do this, or are you going to pass it around? I mean, who's going to actually have the document in their computer and put the page numbers at the bottom and do the table of contents or whatever?
I think it's easier. I will do it just because I feel it's mostly yours and then just making the changes we made decided today and adding your names on your background notes. So
I think it's pretty done.
I do too.
The only thing that's unclear to me substantively is if we decided that we were going to group those recommendations in some fashion with a heading, or whether we're just leaving them listed. We didn't quite resolve that question. We were talking about,
why don't we say that we like the idea of subheadings and leave it to see if Lynn can find a way to do that, and if it doesn't happen, we'll...
I have another book deadline that was supposed to be Thursday, and it's now looking Monday, so... But I want to get this done. It's too important, so...
Well, just list them, and then I'll... When we get it, we can look at it
and then we also
put in a subheading if we want.
Well, I'll do a. So at the beginning of the introduction, at the end of the introduction, I will just put everybody's name. We need a place where we have everybody's name, or do we want to have that on a title page? How are we going to do that?
I think a title page, progress report.
Names on the title page?
I don't know. Where do you put the names of who's on the task force?
You
have to identify who's on the task force.
The other thing is, we could just
task force members, right?
Yeah, you could have, we give a title page, blah, blah, blah. And we have task force members, blah, blah, blah. And yeah. You want a table of contents. I almost want somebody to do that because I'm actually not great at stuff like that. But anyway.
Well, I'll do that if you...
Table of contents?
Yeah, so you get the document.
Sign this draft so you'll know what font to do everything and that'll make a lot easier.
It's just the progress report, right?
This one was that October
23rd.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay? That's good.
Doesn't matter. You just control A and change the font.
I know.
Well, I think it's important for us to view it as a progress report, not as a finished document.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're just trying to catch people up with what we've been doing.
Yeah, although I have to say, I feel really good about the progress we have made. You know, I really do.
Yeah, but it's a progress report, so maybe it'll be done.
I just got to work on you because I don't want you to leave the task force.
I'm going to talk to Sheila.
We desperately need you to stay on this. I know it's a large amount of work.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Sheila about this question about the list of services that are attached and adding a statement somewhere in the document that related to capacity that even, you know, that... a service identified does not necessarily mean that capacity exists without the investment of additional resources.
So I
appreciate your comments, and we've talked about that, and I have to say
the battle just hasn't even begun yet.
One other thing. Do we have a list of members and sort of titles or something? I mean, if we're gonna put the names, we gotta have something after them. I don't know exactly what everybody wants or is there a place where that exists?
Well, we could.
Mm-hmm. Do I want to pass around a piece of paper right now?
Or just email. Just send that one email. Say, now give us your name and title.
See, you know, and that's tough. Yeah. I mean, I'm a visiting professor at St. Louis University. The reason I got on here is because I'm an expert on correctional sentencing law and policy. So, but you don't want to really be saying
you
that.
Just want
that's
a title.
Why I'm here.
Right. So
I'm a visiting professor at St. Louis University School of Law, where I have to drive tomorrow and teach till 10.
I think I just put down that I, as an individual.
Individual?
Yeah, that I did not necessarily apply as a representative of the Mental Health Board.
Well, then should we put mental health expert?
With them? I don't know that that's appropriate either.
Don't you think we could do it for identification purposes, as they say? You know,
no, right. I don't necessarily want the work that I've done to be that to have it. I'm not sure how to phrase this.
He's not speaking for the mental health board.
Yes, thank you.
You know what? So how do you feel about this? An asterisk at the bottom.
Emeritus professor, University of Illinois Psychology Department.
All kinds of publications, and they always say the views do not necessarily express the views of the entities represented, or something like that. Something like that.
He doesn't want it. Okay. So I'll just put the Champaign County resident.
No.
Do you have any degrees you would like
listed?
Nope.
Are we listing our degrees?
Well,
I mean, are we?
No.
I don't think we need to, right? Just our, sort of something that identifies who you are seems sensible.
Well, then maybe in the
I mean,
intro,
for example, Sheila Ferguson is the executive director of Community Elements, uh-huh. But she is not here as executive director of Community Elements.
She's here as Nami, right?
Yes. And I don't know in terms of Benita how
right.
She would characterize her participation.
Okay.
Well, why don't you get the feedback, and then the other option is to just in the intro say generically experts. Can't we just say generally we had experts on mental health, correctional law and policy,
sure.
You know, and however we mm-hmm. describe people. So they.
I'm happy to represent the entire University of Illinois.
And they're happy to have you represent them as well. Is that right?
whether they like it or not.
Okay, anything else?
Are you going to present this on the 13th?
We're all presenting this. I will be chairing the meeting.
There has to be some sort of format. Right?
I will be chairing the meeting. We will need to talk about how we want to present the report. What we actually, we're not going to be going through it line by line. It's what we actually want to say to them then. But while I will be chairing the meeting, I don't see any reason to not have everybody involved with the report when the presentation comes forward.
And we want to do we're going to do a PowerPoint of some sort. So,
you actually chair the Justice and
Yes. I'm the chair of the Justice and Social Services Committee, a.k.a. I'm the deputy board chair for that. And so this will be the county board meeting that I chair every month. I will be presiding anyway. And this will be the section where instead of, say, animal control coming in and giving the yearly report, you guys will be, we all will be there. We just need to figure out what we want to say. Oh, please, please no more zoning. But we will be there. It's our chance to tell the county board whatever and probably have a vigorous discussion. And especially, I want everybody to be there. Not everybody necessarily has to take a little section that they're going through in the PowerPoint, but to be there for questions in some of their areas.
Right, I think that's... wouldn't it be... Well,
present.
I don't see how we can all present it, right?
But
we should all be there for questions
Definitely for questions. We probably are going to want one or two people walking through the PowerPoint or a presentation with whatever we figure that is. But definitely as many people who can be there for the questions, that's going to be valuable.
Yeah.
There's always a range of questions.
I think it would be great if
we
were all there.
Sheila and Anita will be there as well.
And I have to meet with the consultant via telephone because I'll be down in St. Louis. Okay.
Well, and have you checked in? This is not the only day he's going to be here. Maybe there's another time.
Well, I could talk to him individually, but in terms of when we're meeting, I contacted Deb. I said, I can't do this unless we can do a conference call. She said she could set that up.
How many of us will be there? Do we know? I never saw the responses.
I just can't do a Wednesday.
I'll be there.
I'll probably
be there.
I don't know about Sheila.
I wish we could have all. It'd
be nice if we had.
First meeting. No, but it is what it is.
Most people present. I never saw a response. I don't know what response. Well,
they went to Deb, I think.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody has said they couldn't make out the 7th again.
Good.
Okay. All right.
We're good.
Well done.
So you have a guest, I'm going to know when you'll get your intro done.